Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I'm remembering a story when you were talking with women and a young girl had been violated by men and you were so angry. It was one of those days where you left and you were so frustrated and so mad, and it was like righteous indignation. And then you get in a taxi cab and you meet the driver who probably at one point committed some kind of gruesome acts like that. Talk about that conversation and how even ahead of your own emotions, God's heart started to beat in your chest.
Yeah, what had happened is, I, as you said, I had listened to this horrific, another Afghan woman abused, terribly abused story, and I went straight from that story to this taxi cab, and the taxi cab driver had been Mujahideen, which means a holy warrior. He'd fought with the Russians, and in that particular part of Afghanistan, when women told their horror stories, their trauma stories, they almost always involved Mujahideen. They rarely involved the Taliban. And I had this sense of talking to this man that he was carrying a burden that was so heavy that he just couldn't put down. And in that exchange, I found myself telling him that he can put it down, that God can forgive him, even in my anger. And I don't know how those two lived side by side. It was like part of me was so angry that I just wanted to yell at this man. How dare you? I don't know what you've done, but you're a horrible human being. And yet the other part of me held out God's love and forgiveness to him. And as I walked in Afghanistan, I learned to lean into the part that is God's part and not the anger that was coming from me. I learned to see the perpetrator as much of a victim as the victim. And here's what I mean by that. When the image for me comes from the cross, you know, when Jesus hung on the cross, he looked out at these people who had just done a horrible thing to him. He was dying an excruciating death. And his word was, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." And I thought, I think he could see how their actions had twisted their own souls. And when I think of ISIS, and I think of these men standing over Coptic Christians, killing them, I think, what horror has happened to your souls because of this horrific thing that you have done and continue to perpetrate? You are in more bondage than the people who you have hurt, because you're in bondage to your own actions. I'm not sure if I'm articulating that well, but I think God sees that. I think God sees the horror we do to ourselves and the horror we do to others, and desires to free even the perpetrators from their violence. And to catch a glimpse of that, I think, is to see straight into the loving heart of God.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.